I was listening to Jesus' dialogue with the woman at the well, I was reminded of the fact that I went to Kroger last night to buy some water. I did go to Kroger last night. And it's interesting, the air of panic is palpable everywhere. And I'm not going to talk about corona craziness, but I think I would be remiss if I didn't link what's going on with our faith. Because faith is a way of looking at reality. And our reality right now is a reality that includes a lot of panic. So, what I'm going to talk about is chiefly panic and handling panic with faith. I don't know, and by the way, I had a totally different homily planned. But as I was listening to the readings and I was recalling the experiences of the last 48 to, 72 hours, I really felt like I had to touch this. So you're going to hear a lot, kind of a collage of impressions. The first thing that struck me was the panic of the Israelites. If you notice, they were at the foot of Mount Sinai, and they're panicking because they don't think they're going to have any water. And so the panic turns almost to fear on behalf of Moses' part, because panic tends to break out into violence, usually. And that's when Moses turns to God and says, "What am I going to do with his people? They're going to stone me." And it's then that God gets involved. And out of the most unlikely place, he makes water come out of the rock. I wish you would have done that at Kroger last night. But it's an interesting perspective on when you have a large group of people reacting to a condition that we feel we're in danger or we feel out of control. The second image that came into my mind was Martha and Mary. Do you remember the scene where Martha and Mary, when Jesus comes to Martha at Mary's house, and Mary sits down in front of Jesus? And she starts listening to him. And then Martha comes up to Jesus and says, "Are you not concerned, Lord, that my sister is not helping me? Tell her to help me." And Jesus says something that I think we need to pay attention to. He says to her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and concerned about many things. Only one is necessary. Mary has chosen the better part, and she shall not be deprived of it." Now, I was relating the panic of the Israelites with the anxiousness and concern of Martha. And trust me, I'm not telling you not to be prudent. What I'm speaking to us about is giving in, like Martha did, to the anxiety and the concern. I'm not saying don't be prudent. But I think that what God wants us to do is to reasonably prepare, but to trust Him. And not allow ourselves to be engulfed. Because let me tell you, emotions are almost group. If you've ever, I read a book a long time ago that was on the psychology of crowds. And one of the things that was, that the book was talking about was how emotions and sentiments are contagious. That's an interesting word to use these days. But they're contagious. When you are in a group that is feeling the panic or feeling rage, it is something that can literally infect you spiritually. If you allow it, they were giving examples of people who have been caught up in riots. And people who have been caught up in riots speak about having almost a kind of a loss of self in the moment in which there were so many people around them losing their right judgment, that it was acted like a magnet, and those people later on would pull back and say, "What did I do? What did I do?" And I think it all has to do with if your ego or if yourself, the sense of yourself, is out here floating. And if you're not in some way anchored to God and God's presence with you, what's going to happen is that your ego or your sense of self is going to be battered about by the tension that is in the air. And when the tension that's in the air gets into you, that's when you lose a sense of reality. And that's when you buy 6 cases of water or, 100 rolls of toilet paper, or stuff like that. Stuff that doesn't make sense. And so it's interesting because I was reading several psychologists dealing with the panic that's going on now, and they were talking about the sense of things that are silly make you have a sense of control. Now, let me give you an example. This toilet paper business. Corona doesn't have anything to do with your digestive system. Okay, why are people hoarding toilet paper? But the psychologists were saying that people tend to hoard when they feel out of control and in panic. They tend to focus on specific things and hoard them because it gives them a sense of control. I've got plenty of toilet paper. I can have infinite diarrhea. And it just doesn't make sense. So I think for us, and by the way, I'm very glad you came to church. Some people, I was asked several times today, somebody at Kroger saw me last night. And they said, "Father, you think anybody's going to come to church this weekend?" I said, "I hope so. I hope so, because we all need to get a little direction, from the gospel." and not give in to the wackiness that's going on. Again, I'm not saying don't be prudent, but don't give in to the wackiness. And then the other part of the gospel that came into my head was, remember when Jesus kept saying, why do you worry about what shall we eat, and what shall we drink, or how shall we dress? You know, does not your Father know that you need these things? You know, and why are you worried? Can you, by your anxiety, add one iota to the length of your life? And you can't. You can't. And so, yeah, you do the best you can. You know, be prudent. Don't go around, you know, shaking everybody's hands and, you know, do shoulder bumps or stuff like that. But when it comes down to your insides, focus. Focus. You know, look, here's the little, not the scary part, but the reality of it. Sooner or later, we're all going to die. Okay? And, you know, we try to make sure that it's not, you know, the corona stuff. But hey, you could in your anxiety be so worried and you get in a car accident on the way home. You know? So, focus your internal sense of self. Be prudent and then trust in God. And just do your best and we'll weather all of this. You know, sooner or later we'll weather. And that's our faith. Why are we going to live the next few weeks or months or whatever it is consumed with anxiety? It's not going to do us any good. And just so we trust in God and we know that He has us in His hands. So, that's my message. Hang in there. Come to church. It's good for your soul. It's good to refocus your attention. And calm you down. And then go home and hoard your toilet paper. Come.